Hi friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and in today's video I want to talk about the devil's greatest weapon against us. And it's partially a response to this great video by Dr. Taylor Marshall where he talks about one of the last letters of Pope Benedict XVI that he was talking about this idea that right now we are in this time of the Antichrist. And in the letter, it seemed a little bit vague about whether it was a specific person or just the time of the Antichrist. I don't want to go into more details. You can look up that video yourself and kind of explore that topic. And in thinking about that, I thought about how should we respond if that's the case? One thing that comes to mind is the conversion story of this Harvard professor. Again, I forget his name. I'll see if I put a link to his video, where he was visiting this Marian shrine, and this bearded man appeared to him in a dream because he was complaining about wanting to go skiing, and then he was at the shrine, and he was kind of going back and forth about, should I do religious things or should I be on vacation? And that man, which to me it seemed like it was St. Joseph, told him, look, are you here to help prepare people for the second coming of Christ, or are you here on vacation? And that was like the stark warning that I think should be for all of us. What are you here doing? If the second coming of Christ is coming and the Antichrist is coming, what are you doing about that? And that leads me into what the greatest weapon of the devil is in these modern times. And he's been doing it for at least about 20 years, if not more. And it's simple. It's distraction. You see, the devil is smart. He doesn't want to use something that's obvious. He doesn't want to use something that we're going to say, hey, look, that's evil. That's from Satan. He wants to use something that will slip under the radar, and it's distraction. And he's been doing it with phones, with technology, with social media, getting us to pay attention to things that are not important and ignoring the things that are. For instance, putting our faith into action, spreading the faith, praying, learning about our faith, doing all these things instead of wasting time looking at other people, thinking about how can we be used to further the kingdom of God? How can we bring souls into readiness to meet Jesus when he comes? And that's what I want to leave you with. Look at your life. How much does the devil try to distract you, for instance, from prayer? Consider it. How much is that weapon succeeding? And we blame things and say, well, my life is so busy. Well, I have to do this. We make excuses for this weapon of the devil. And I think the reality is when Jesus comes, when the Antichrist rears his ugly head, what are we going to wish that we had done? What are we going to say? What was I thinking? Why was I allowing myself to be distracted by this dumb thing over here? Let's bring as many souls to Jesus right now. My friends, God bless you. Subscribe, support this channel, pray for me, and get out there and do the work. God bless you. God loves you. The Blessed Mother loves you. I will see you in the next one.